Okay. Begin.
Okay, so, y'all, Venetia and Adam, I hope you do vote for me for staff representative. I understand that I'm not representing myself. I'm representing the board and the program.
I'm going to clear the room if there's going to be speakers who are not authorized to speak.
I just wanted to emphasize the point that I understand that I'm not representing myself. I'm representing KPFT, specifically the programmers at KPFT. One of the things that I stand for, if you don't already know, is that we should all be treated equally. We should all be treated with respect. I have absolutely no tolerance for sexism or racism, and you will see that reflected if I am chosen to be on the PNB, if you have not already seen that in me already. I sincerely thank you, George, for your work and service, but I also think it's a good idea to change up the membership. Having the same people do the same thing is how things don't change and how things stay static. I have never served on the PNB, but I am confident in my intelligence and my ability to learn fast and to pick up on how those things work. And I think, how that works. I think I have demonstrated these qualities during the last year that I've served on the LSB. I've also heard people talk a lot about how the PNB is like a prestigious thing and something that people do so they can brag about. And I just want to let you know that's absolutely not why I'm running for PNB. I simply want to represent KPFT, specifically the absolutely eclectic programming and staff that we have at KPFT. And I also want to represent and bring forth what KPFT and Pacifica stands for the most, which is educating all people and encouraging people, specifically young people, people of color, and women, to get more involved in the community process. And that's it.
Thank you very much.
And what's the public comment for this meeting?
I'm all for public comment, but it's not a part of the
one public comment.
We're over time.
Okay. George, are you ready?
I am.
Go ahead.
I want this position because I want to push through the strategic plan. I want to push it through because it seems to me the best hope for Pacifica playing the kind of role in our society, a transformational role. And I think it can. And I also think it's the way forward for us to build up this industry at the same time. Absolutely essential. We really are on the ground. I think I'm the best person to do this, to spearhead this at this new board. If that's important to you, if you think this plan is important, I'm not the only person. I expect I would have a lot of supporters. I have been a little long on this strategic plan. But I have been a spokesperson, and I would like to continue to move forward. So, on that basis, if you think that's important, I'd ask you to vote for me. I'm also one of the people on the board who knows how boards are supposed to function, who knows Robert's rules, who keeps his cool, doesn't jump into conversations in the middle, and functions as essentially one of the parliamentarians. I use Robert's rules to move things along. I use Robert's rules to make the board more effective, and I will continue to do that. If that's important to you, I also ask you to vote for it.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's go the other way around, and I'm going to remind you that you're going to have to remind me if you pass. Now, there are a lot of witnesses here, but I'm going to start with Dwayne Lark. 30-second question, 1-minute answers. We're going to go this way. Okay?
Okay, question to Joey.
No, let me make it clear. This is a question for both candidates, so you can phrase it any way you want, but both people will have the opportunity to answer.
Well, question specifically to George. You can answer if you want to. If, in fact, you are not elected to serve on the Pacifica National Board, will you still continue to take ownership of the strategic plan with the support of the existing board and try to move it forward in spite of not being elected?
Yes.
Second question I have for you, Vanessa, is that wouldn't KPFT, the family, be sending a message to the National that we do look to youth, and we do look to other alternatives as opposed to those who've done great work in the past. And I get in trouble with black programmers about how do we create the new if we don't make room for them, if the old just want to stay in place.
I'm going to allow both candidates the opportunity to respond. You both have 1 minute, starting with George.
Let me say that I will do what I can if I'm not on the board. It's a tough struggle. Adriana is quite correct. In order to get actual actions out of the board, even in a case where we have a program council, which I also worked successfully to bring together the board to do something significant, it was impossible to make it happen because basically it wasn't Dwayne, actually, it was Ernesto. The stay is basically saying, I won't do this unless I'm forced to by anybody. Making that happen is got to be, at this point, is a Pacific and National Board function. We've let it get out of hand. That's where I would like to be in order to make these kinds of changes in the programming happen.
You're done? Okay, Venetia.
So yes, I do think we would be sending some kind of message if I was elected. I hope that you all that vote for me also believe, you know, that I can do a lot of good work and don't just vote for me because I'm a young brown woman. That's absolutely not what I want. And then also something that I've heard from other members of this board, not something that I myself ever even thought of on my own, was that, you know, if you look at the composition of the board, at some point, you know, the skills and things that you all have and learn and believe have to be passed on to, you know, the next generation or people younger, or else, like, the foundation of the station isn't going to, it's just not going to continue. That's just the way it works. That has to be the process. And I think that this would be a good way to start that process for sure.
Thank you very much. And Susan.
I would like to call to vote if everybody's mind is made up.
We've already passed a procedure that we've all agreed to. So
I second the motion.
Object.
It would take a two-thirds vote to proceed to a vote. Yeah. And this is a counted vote. A recorded. I have to look at hands. If it's obvious, then we won't count it. Okay, all those in favor of going immediately to a vote, please raise your hands.
Hey.
What was the question?
Voting for voting. Getting moved to the vote.
Expedite.
What?
Okay, those opposed to going to
vote now.
Yes.
Vote now.
Vote now.
You know you're going to vote for anyone.
Okay, those opposed to going.
Oh, no. I thought you said everybody was opposed.
Let's start over again.
All right. Confusing.
All those in favor of going immediately to a vote, please raise your hands. Okay, that's 10. All those opposed to going to immediate vote? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The motion fails. Okay, so Susan, do you wish to ask a question?
No, thanks.
Joseph?
Pass.
Okay, Adriana?
Keep it going.
I want to ask.
Thank you.
I have the pleasure to work with you.
Well, I can barely hear you.
I have the pressure to work with you, Bill. In the meantime, that you chair the Management Selection and Review Committee that produced the only GM evaluation of the last 3 years that use only facts. Is that the mindset that you will bring to the PMB? And the question is, I want George related to the same issue.
What was the question?
What do you think about the management? You think that you were not part of Management Selection Review Committee, right? But you believe you vote against the work of this committee the committee, the management selection, we do that work during 8 months. You work against that report. And on the other hand, you're talking about how important is the working committees. How could that be? You were not in that committee, but you vote against. But you want the respect. That is my.
All right, time is up, George. I'll let you go first.
Let me say that the local issue is Dwayne and whether management should be removed. And I disagree with you about that, and I thought the report was considerably flawed. And my reasons, which I sent to you all, and my main reason for supporting Dwayne at this point is because this is one of the two stations in the network which is actually financially stable. It has been all these years financially stable. It has been the one station in the network which does what it's supposed to do. The point of it is that in order for things to happen at the local level, the national board and the national executive director are going to have to make it happen. If Lydia wanted to fire Dwayne for cause, she could have done it without your report. She chose not to. You can't fire her without him. You can't fire him without her agreement.
Is there anything about firing him? Venetia.
So, yes, I would bring that kind of dedication, passion, and also fairness to the national board. That report was absolutely fair, absolutely factual. If you, those of us that were in the committee, a lot of us came in, you know, blank slates. But if you were able to look at that report and read it, it's factual. There's no opinion or bias in it. So, and yes, I would bring that to the national board.
Okay.
Marielana Castellanos.
Thank you very much. I apologize. Marielana, first answer will be from Venetia. 30 seconds.
Approximately how many hours did it take? You said that it involved the committee meeting over 5 months. Do you have some specific follow-up with regard to the management selection review report which was produced on the committee on which you sat? And do you believe that report was a valuable contribution in gearing this new LSB in a new direction?
Time is up. I didn't give you the seconds, but I want to ask you a question, or ask both George and Vinny. How does he answer that question when it only focused on her?
Well,
you're out of order, Mr. Chair.
You asked me to ask a question of her.
All right.
Then I'll rephrase it so that he can also address it.
I'm going to let you restate the question. Okay. I'll give you 30 seconds.
What a privilege. I need to go use the restroom. These are all the remaining dollars. Okay. I'm going to sit them over here by the thing. Everybody watches it like a hawk. If somebody gets near it, I would be very happy about that.
Okay, you have 30 seconds. The question all the way around is for both candidates. You have 30 seconds.
The question goes back to, again, why the overall recommendation, which gave a poor... Actually, it was a poor evaluation of the general manager in many different categories. Do you believe that that still is something that the PNB needs to move forward on? And give a sum up your reasons for supporting or opposing that management selection review report.
Thank you.
Well, and I do actually want to answer the thing about how many hours, because it wasn't 5 months, it was a lot longer than that, and we had committee meetings at least every month, sometimes two, I think one month we had 3 meetings in a month, so it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work for everyone in the committee, and I just wanted to answer that. And then, is this something that the PNB should follow up with? Of course it is, because it would be a waste of time if we weren't to send it up to the PNB if they weren't given the opportunity to look at it. It wouldn't make sense for it to not be considered by anyone except for the LSB.
Okay. Are you done?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, George?
Well, I hope you won't make this about this local issue. It's much more at stake here than that. The PNB, as far as I'm told, you sent that motion. It didn't have a recommendation to fire Duane in it.
Right.
So there was nothing for the executive director to do. She could fire her by herself if she wanted to anyway. And that has been done many times in other stations. If the only way it gets to the PNB is if you vote to fire them and she doesn't want to do it. That's the only way it gets to the PNB. If you vote to fire them and she agrees, then it's done. So all of this business about, you have to send somebody to just send a message to the PNB, it's really irrelevant to what's actually at stake.
Mr.
No, you're out of order, and it's Mike's turn, and the question will first be answered by George and then by Venetia. Oh. You have 30 seconds.
Okay. George, if they have another recommendation of firing and removing somebody, y'all need to have a backup plan and an emergency to keep the station moving along. Because if you get rid of somebody, just like you get rid of a coach because of lost a couple of games, the whole team falls down afterwards. That's what I'm letting y'all know. Y'all need to have a backup plan. I'm done.
Okay, George, you respond to that.
Well, I don't think that there is, in fact, a backup plan here. I think Lydia was quite correct in not taking your suggestion. Even vote and going and firing Duane. I can't imagine anyone with her skill at managing things would do that in the kind of financial situation we're in to destabilize this one of the two, again, one of the two functioning stations in the network. So, if that's what you want to do, we haven't gone about it the way it can be done, and absolutely correct. This is not the time to change horses in midstream, and I would say that applies to me also.
Okay, Venetia.
So to answer that question, there was never a recommendation of firing. There was never a vote of firing, let alone even a recommendation of firing. That never happened. There's none of that. So regarding that, we don't need a backup plan because it's not in existence. But were we ever to this general manager, a future general manager, if we were to ever fire a general manager, yes, I would assume that we would have like a massive backup plan before that were to happen. But I want to reiterate, there was no vote, let alone recommendation of firing. I just want to clarify that. No.
I'd like to clarify, I never said there was.
But right, but
excuse
in the question,
me.
I
do
didn't
want me to
say that you did. I just wanted to clarify because of the question.
Okay, along the line, you have 30 seconds, and the first person to respond will be Venetia, the second will be George.
My question to you both is, how best do you feel we could get better accountability of the finances of the individual stations and the management it would make them solvent?
Thank you very much. Venetia.
Let's see, how do... I have no experience on a national board, so I don't really know how to answer that right now. I think that as far as the local station board goes, I expect we will have better accountability with Joseph being the new treasurer. As far as the national board goes, I don't really know how to answer that right now, but I have absolute faith in myself that I would be able to give you a very good answer within just a month of having that experience.
Your chance.
Okay, George.
Again, accountability begins in PNB Finance Committee. They are there to approve the budgets. By not approving them, they kick them back to the boards. The LSB is supposed to have approved that beforehand, which does actually happen at KPFD, which is a rarity in this network. So that's how accountability is maintained. And so if the Finance Committee does its job, we'll have budgets that are actually reasonable. If it doesn't, we'll have budgets which, as happened in the past, unrealistic estimates of either costs or expenses and winding up getting further and further in the hole.
Thank you very much. Teresa, your question first to George, then to Anisha. Benicia.
Okay. Somebody said earlier today about that we had fired our HR. Actually, no HR was fired on my watch. We have an insurance company that provided HR services. And we did have, at one time, we had an HR person, and somebody made him an interim general manager, but not on my watch. So I value HR, and I value follow-up. So my question is, you have the strategic plan. You have the... NSRC. What are your plans for follow-up?
10 seconds over.
You're out of order.
Really?
Politics before.
Okay.
She's not the only one.
I own the prize.
George.
Your strategic plan has not been adopted yet. There's some suggestions in it for how to implement it. They involve further actions by the PNB. There will be controversy over all of that. The specifics of that is we will establish a board of senior people who have been in the movement for years, who know radio, as an advisory board to one of the previews in the network that was selected to be the national program director. And they'll make choices about what special events and how we're going to produce them and who's going to get to produce them and so on. That will be the implementation of that strategic plan. I would like to be there to sort of see through that all happens.
Thank you very much.
I'm not sure that I understood your question, though. Are you asking me what would be the follow-up to the MSRC?
Yes, because we didn't get any goals. We just did the evaluation. So how would you take it from here?
Right. Well, from here, hopefully I do get to chair the committee again for this next year. I would certainly, one of the first things to do would be to set in place the process that we used, because it was completely from scratch and we didn't have anything to base it on. And for future MSRCs, I think it would be a very good idea to have something for them to start with. And then moving forward also, we have the task of completing the program director evaluation. So.
Thank you. Okay, Wesley, and the first person to answer your question will be Benicia.
Okay.
30 seconds.
I'm going to pass.
Bill, you have 30 seconds.
Okay, so I think we really do need somebody with experience in the game. Somebody like George, I think, because it takes a long time to be effective. But any of you can have had opportunities to be on national committees. So I'd like your first national committees you've been on, and how much time you've spent, how much time you think it will take to be on PNB and national committees, and also give an idea if you have to have time about how you'd expand national programming, use national programming to get more listeners and members.
First.
Okay.
Do I answer?
Yes.
I go first? Okay. So, as far as the PNB committees, I was part of the Committee of Inclusion at KPFT. But being on the local station board, I have dedicated a lot of my time to the local station board committees. So, once I am on a PNB committee, I hope to continue with the Committee of Inclusion and join the governance committee, but one of the things that I really want to do is be part of the Spanish language programming task force and also the affiliates task force.
Thank you very much. George?
Well, I've been the chair of the governance committee for as long as I've been on the board, basically. From the first time I was on the board. It meets once a month. I was on the programming committee as well last year, and usually I've been on both of those. It took 2 years on the programming committee to get through the program council resolution, working back and forth with the PNB. I decided I didn't want to be on it anymore because the program council was going in other directions. And then there are the national committee meetings, the national board meetings, which happen about every 2 weeks. I chose not to be on any local committees because that's a major time for me, and I have a day job.
Thank you very much. Deb and Wesley, one of your two turns. Deb, do you wish to go, or do you want to pass back to Wesley and Amy?
I'll pass it, Wesley.
Okay. Yeah, I have one question. Do you believe that all Pacifica managers should have a contract, a list of specifications of duties that they actually are expected to perform? I've noticed that KPFT's general manager does not have a contract. Do you believe that's negligent on our part? Thank you.
Thank you. George, you're first.
Yes, I do. I think it's negligence on the board's part. Aline didn't have a contract. You have executive directors without contracts. Yes, I do. And yes, I think accountability is important. And I do think the MSRC is a place where that's going to happen.
Anisha.
Yes, I pretty much agree with everything he said.
Okay, thank you. And Deb, first to Venetia and then to George.
I don't have any questions.
Okay, Don, first to Venetia and then.
I passed, man.
Jerry.
My question to the two AD candidates is, what's the best way to show the national board that KPFT is for a change? Since we all agree that changes need to be made, important big changes.
Am I first?
Yes.
Okay, this is going to sound so stupid and cliche, but I think the best way to show that is to vote for me. Because I am a newer member. I am like, significantly younger than most of the people on the local board or the national board. That's my answer, I guess.
Makes sense to me.
George?
The only way this issue will come before the PNB is if this board votes to fire Dwayne. That's the only way it happens. And then it only happens if the executive director, whoever we have at that time, wants to disagree. So that's something that can be done entirely here. It's really, to it gets that far, that's a question of what the PNB wants to do. But sending Venetia won't send a message that that's going to somehow be an issue on the PNB.
We're sending you?
The only way for it to happen is that question. No, we won't. Sending you won't send that message.
Okay. I just asked Nancy if I could go next, and I will. I have two questions for you. One is, am I not correct that either the LSB or the executive director can initiate the termination of the general manager? If the two do not agree, does it then go to the national board?
Yes.
And then, my question is, do you support the idea of both local stations and the national boards writing editorials, and if the national board does not stop us airing those editorials locally?
Good.
Okay, George first.
Yes, I just explained what you just said as far as the procedure. That'd be fine. Of course I would. At times the PNB actually does pass basically political statements, which incidentally, by the way, are passed unanimously. We don't fight over that. We fight over this jockeying on the board for power is what we fight over. I've been strong force in mediating that, and I'd like to continue to do that.
Venetia?
Yes, I think that the process you outlined is correct. Can you repeat that second question for me?
Do you think the local station board should be able to write editorials to air locally and the national board, and only if the national board says no, Do you believe the local station board can air our positions editorially on the air?
And even if, I think we should be able to do, we should air editorially. But if the national board says no to what we are airing, should we still do it? Is that true? No, I don't think so, because we should stand together as a foundation. But I think, but it's more, it seems more complicated to me than just giving like a yes or no answer to that. I'm not really comfortable just saying yes or no. I think it really depends.
Thank you. Nancy, you are the, if I'm not mistaken, unless there are people who passed and wish to take the opportunity, Nancy will be the last questioner, and her question will first go to Venetia.
Which committees are you going to go after?
Okay, so like I said, on the national
committees.
On the national committee, the Spanish language programming task force is probably the one that I would go after the most, attend the most, be the most into. And then second from that, Committee of Inclusion and also Governance and Finance.
George?
I would continue to be on the Governance Committee, I would continue to chair the Strategic Planning Committee. I would imagine that's going to continue. It's actually a working group. I would actually, that's going to continue throughout the year, because I think there's going to be, both in terms of what are we really doing and how do we do it, there's going to be considerable discussion on the board. So if there's time over, I would probably go back.
Okay,
with that, we are done. It is now time for Joseph, I guess, to pass out the ballots. I want to thank you all. Joseph, who is A and who is B?
Can we repeat it now? Okay,
A is A, George is B. I'm Ms. Venetia Patel. B is George Ryder.
A is Venetia Patel. B is George Ryder. Thank you all.
Honestly, I wanted to be like I listened to all of them. Yeah, programming is one of the ones that I was also interested in. And pretty much all of them. It
took me a while, too.
Personnel.
Yeah, welcome to the world, to the real world of chairing, not the theory world of chairing. So welcome to the real world of chairing, not the theory of chairing.
How did I do it? Pretty good.
No, not that. I mean, you would have had a list of things for me about what I did, so I don't do that. So just let you go on and just celebrate rather than pointing out discrepancies. Not my nature.
A is Venetia, B is
George. A is Venetia, B is George.
We know. Everybody knows.
Make sure nobody touches my belt.
Failing memory like me.
That's why you're right now.
Really? Do it for yourself.
Is that right?
Yep.
They're
going to make us clean up. Yep.
How long did that take to count them?
About 5 minutes.
That's good. I was here last time. It seemed to take a long time.
Well,
last year, the count. Me.
Is anybody
in the box?
That's what happened after you tell them you're going to be out at 6:30. They locked the doors automatically. Yeah, they are. To unlock and lock.
I took your chair.
Well, thank you. She's trying to save us some extra bucks for cleaning.
Yay.
6:30, we were supposed to be out of this meeting. That was including the 30 minutes they gave us. It's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda, 30 minutes.
What does that mean?
I asked him to approve it, but as chair, he forgot. Which is easy to do. I tell you, that theory, it gets thrown out of the window when you're sitting in that chair. You can do perfectly when you're looking at somebody else doing it. But when it's your turn, don't get to see you ain't perfect. Well, you surely like to point out so many discrepancies. Now it's my turn to point them out.
Please.
Voting member in this room who has not turned in a ballot. That's
second time. Got we.
Third time. Is there anyone in this room who has not turned in a ballot?
Joseph. The minutes of the previous delegates meeting is in the record. If you have any corrections, forward them, but they will be placed into the record.
Can we vote on that?
As I stated, if you have some corrections, send the corrections forward. But we don't really need to go through all of that.
Mr. Chair,
special delegates meeting, November 11th.
Let me resume the chair of the delegates meeting.
You packing up?
I'm
trying to take care of some business.
Ladies and gentlemen, according to Robert's Rules of Order, you do not have to approve minutes. I encourage you to go get a copy of this book if you don't already have one, and read on pages 354 and page 355. I will paraphrase. It says,
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Point of order. Teresa Allen make a motion and I second to vote in the delegates, in the minutes of the delegate meeting that the secretary worked on. We are permanently being accused that the minutes are not there.
Right.
And every time,
double
please,
speak is what it is.
We have a motion and a second.
That's it. I want you to read more because Roberts is not clear. What it says in one line is a formal motion to approve the minutes is not necessary.
Okay.
It goes on to say, if you have any corrections, give them. If anybody objects, then a vote can occur.
I've heard that one.
Okay,
there's much more to it in two pages. But does anybody have any corrections to the delegates' meeting of last year?
Mr. Chair, it would be inappropriate to ask that question, given that 80% of the people have not even looked at them. So when you get home, they're in your emails. Take a look at them. If there are any corrections, submit them. Just that simple.
And let me remind you all, or tell you all, that if the minutes have been filed for the record and you later on see that there is an error, you can bring it up years later. Now, if it's been money spent or something done, it's too late at that point. Sure.
I don't think there's anything that prevents us from voting on the minutes by email. And that would handle the problem of not having minutes for another. We've had another year, it might be, before we have another delegate.
Special delegates meeting.
So I don't think it'll be that long, but I would like to move that we actually vote by email on the minutes. You're second to that?
There's a motion and a
second. A second.
That's an amendment. I move that we approve them now. And we have some discussion. And he seems to be amending this by email. I don't understand why we can't vote now, but if there's an amendment, I'd like to discuss it.
Are you talking about
approving the minutes now?
Today's minutes that haven't been written or the
last
year's
minutes?
The last year's.
Now, let me first ask you one question. Are there any corrections to last year's delegates'
You don't know.
Okay, seeing none, is there any objection to approving them right now?
Because I just got them yesterday last night, and I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody to see
them.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you wasn't a part of that, so you wouldn't be able to recollect whether they're accurate. So why don't you leave it to a person, to the persons who were there, to make sure that they're accurate?
Hey, hold on.
It just makes sense.
And Wesley, can you hold that up too?
What makes sense?
Why? Because the other people are talking. Can't hear it anyway.
That's right. Okay, I'm going to call on people. I don't want, between Dwayne and Bill, I don't want a back and forth. Ron, go ahead and put your hand up.
Okay, if we approve of the minutes now, as you said, we can still go back and amend them. So that's not a problem.
Right.
No problem if we approve of them now. We can amend them later if you have an objection to them later.
Same thing, over and over.
Maria Elena?
My objection to approving them now is that some people have not had an opportunity to review them. And consequently, there's no critical reason for voting on something that not everybody has read. So that's why I'm saying it's not approved.
Is there any...
If y'all just knew the minutes only consisted of four lines.
Shall we vote on the amendment? George, would you please restate your amendment?
The amendment was that we would...
Can we have quiet, please?
Yes, the amendment was that we would vote on them by email. I'd like to add within the week. That would be how we vote on
these. Okay. Is there any further discussion on the amendment to vote on these via email? Seeing none, we'll go to a vote. All those in favor of the amendment to vote via email?
On what day?
On the minute.
Within a week. By next Sunday.
Wait.
You want to vote?
No, I object.
You want to debate this further?
No. I object. Can I state the objection?
He wants to discuss.
The secretary is the one who makes these minutes. Putting a timetable of 1 week may be unreasonable. I'm not sure, but I'm not the secretary. I think if we just post them before the next meeting, it seems to be reasonable. We meet once a year under these circumstances, twice at best. That's why they're not.
Point of information. I thought we were talking about last year's minutes, which have never been approved. I didn't think we were talking about today's minutes.
This is the Delta.
I thought we were discussing last year's
minutes. Which is the case?
Special delegates.
There's nothing about for the secretary to do.
Joseph Davis.
He's working.
Are we voting on the minutes from the delegates meeting from last year?
Yeah, this was November. We had it was PNB.
Don't touch them.
The final one.
Don't touch them.
And they're just like.
Nothing is perfect.
The minutes that we wanted to approve of this meeting were from when we had the PNB. So there were six things, and I think we approved five of them. Four of them actually made it through PNB.
And that's nothing to argue. They either passed or they didn't.
Yeah.
So I'll vote against the amendment, we would vote on it now, not by electronic vote, email within the next week. So all those in favor of the amendment to vote on last year's delegates meeting via email within the next week, please raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Yeah. All those opposed? One, two, three. Okay. Within the next week, it will be voted upon, and I presume it will require the secretary of last year's.
Who do we send it to?
To the secretary.
Secretary only.
Joseph Davis.
So if they haven't voted in a week, then they don't get to vote?
Correct.
The chair will close the vote.
New secretary, Susan, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Joseph,
please. Can we concentrate? We need to leave.
What information? Who do we see?
Well, that's all right. You won't pay overtime, so you may as well stay.
It's Joseph Davis who will send it out, and Joseph Davis will receive it. Okay. Now, we have Joseph. I think you also added that you wanted Susan's minutes from tonight's meeting to be approved now, so we don't go through this in 12 months. Is that not correct?
I was planning on that because it is possible in Barbara's, but I don't think we're prepared to do it. And we're already over time. I suggest we just
can we do it at the next LSV meeting? Yeah, we have a delegates meeting.
Short delegate session of minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Let's just make sense before we leave this room. Because this is how we stack up on, back up on, don't have meetings for 19 months, this kind of nonsense. The fact all we did in this executive, in this special delegates meeting, were to elect people. There's no arguments about what came out of it. If she published it, it was in the next 3 or 4 days. If she published the proper names and the proper, what is it for you to approve or disapprove? Let's make some common sense in that if you see that there are corrections needed in the future, let's make the correction. But the minutes should be and can be approved based on the election. It ain't like we had debates on very difficult things. This is a very simple process. People were elected. We can't argue about who was elected, who wasn't elected. It's just going to be recorded properly. If it's not recorded properly, ask for correction. Come on now. Just make a mountain out of a mold here.
George, I saw your hand up. Everyone be quiet except George.
I'm going to get sick and it's not my place.
The approved minutes are the official record.
I know.
I don't tell.
It really hasn't happened until we approve those minutes. People will take what you say.
Cliff, would you either leave the room or be quiet?
I don't know.
Style and
let me just summarize. The minutes matter, and lawsuits have been filed one way or the other on the basis of Pacifica minutes more than once.
Okay. All right. So, what we're going to have as a part of the LSB meeting in 2 weeks is a directors' meeting to approve the minutes of tonight's meeting. And what George just now said is not only in the minutes will be the result of this election, but also the procedures that we followed, which were approved by this body. We have those votes as well. So, with that, Joseph, once you finish counting, we can go back to the LSV meeting, and I will turn the chairpersonship over to our president, Wayne Lark.
In effect, while the voting is being, you need silence to count?
No.
It's called not using effective time.
Okay. I calculated this earlier, but I want to go ahead and do it in front of everybody. The threshold formula is a rounded down number of 1 plus the valid number of votes over the number of open seats, which in this case is 3, plus 1. So that is equal to 1. There's 4 PNB members, 3 of them happen to be listener seats. These will be. Yes, but we're doing this well, she will take 2 listener seats. All right. Total number of valid votes is 22. Rather than 4, so that's equal to 1 plus 5 and a half is equal to 6 and 1 half. So the threshold is going to be equal to 6 votes. That's rounded down. So immediately after the first tabulations, these two cannot be transferred to the next person with the highest number of votes has not yet won. Therefore, we have to take randomly at this point because there's no way to select between the two of these. I just put the coin
Don't I just drop out and my second place goes to somebody else?
You always transfer from winners before you eliminate them.
There's no way.
Okay.
So.
There's something wrong with the numbers that I'm
talking about. You have to go ahead and decide which one. You just pick. There's two winners, is there?
You have to choose one.
Actually, you have to do it first.
We can do it both ways if you guys want to see how the account goes. I have no problem with making it. If that has nothing to come with sex,
that's the election.
So, have someone. Teresa.
Yes.
Heads.
Can we wait just a second and answer a question for me?
Sure.
This is usually rigged. I have never seen, I used to do this for Pacifica. I've done, I don't know, 30 of them. I have never seen no winner. Please let me finish. The number of votes needed always ends up with one winner. I've never seen it any other way. What has been miscalculated in my guess, and I'm only guessing, is the what the number for winning is.
Threshold?
The threshold, yes.
Bill?
The threshold is 6 because there's 22 ballots, right?
Westwood
and Adrian were elected on the first round.
Okay. Right.
That's the problem.
And then the excess votes, like this one seventh of each of these second choices gets transferred, and one seventh of each of these, because you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
right.
One seventh of each of these ballot second choices gets transferred.
I'm just saying the first number since they're voting.
Or you say which one does
same
first?
Excess, we have random.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying they were not elected.
No. That's why we
interpreted
them.
Those
positions are chosen.
I don't know why you're showing it to me.
So we're either transferring from Bethune or we're transferring from Casamigos. Heads, tails. Transferring from Bethune.
Go on, hands on the edge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Cannot go to Casaneda because it's going to a spoiled vote. Because there's nowhere for it to go. There is no third choice.
There's no third choice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Can I just say, I'm going to withdraw, so do we win?
No. We got another election. Now
we start trying to build the count. Start changing the rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, B, the second choice is C. This is a spoil. Seems awesome. This first choice was B, second choice is C. That seems awesome. B and C, exhausted. B and C, exhausted. B and C, all these votes were exhausted. One seventh of a vote got transferred to Hunt. Now there's no, neither Crozier nor Allen
need to transfer
have six, so now we have to transfer these.
Right.
And there are still open seats. There's still two open seats, and there's three.
One open seat.
Okay, so C, B, that's an exhausted ballot. Because it goes to someone who can't proceed with it. C to B cannot go to this vote. C to B votes to C. C to B, C to B, C to B, C to B.
Now
Alan is eliminated. All of us.
They're exhausted because there's no third choice.
Right. And now there's only one candidate left. These do not have to be transferred because since there's one open seat, one candidate for it, it automatically fills that seat.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
We're looking for 22 ballots.
And then it would make sense to me that you could put the coin and make a choice.
This is
you had to.
A, then it could go closer. A,
clearly for A. Where's the chair?
Chair.
You're right. Okay. Look at that slide just to verify. Okay. A is Patel. I'm just going to put it down here so that in case there is a.
Do we need to start with Can we just take down the tables?
You broke it.
Do we have to? I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Teresa.
Were the tables up when you got in here? Well, let's take them down. They have charges.
Okay. Who won?
You did. The elected supervisor is going to make the announcement when he makes his conclusion.
Okay. For the record.
Report out.
Wait. The report is there.
Report out.
Y'all be quiet.
For the record, the staff vote was 14 for Patel, 8 for Ryder. Patel takes the staff PNB seat. Lister of the four candidates elected are Bethune, Casaneva, and Crozier.
Give me a real dog.
You need a big mouth.
We can't hear.
We need a big mouth.
Hey.
I move
that
we adjourn the meeting.
We adjourn the meeting.
Meeting is adjourned. Report out. He already reported out.
I didn't hear it. People over here were talking
about the side of the wall. Really, this wall here. Either way, this long as it's the side. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out. The election is completed. The three members are.
Just scan it and send it to me.
Sure.
Okay.
Constance Davis. I'm not sure if it's
going to
be mine.
Constance Davis, Constance Navin, Adriana, okay. Is easiest. Wesley Bethune, and Bill Cronin. The staff position is represented by Venetia Patek. Okay? And I hope that those of you who conveyed, those of you who were chairs of committees last year, I'm asking you, don't wait until next month when General and Chair appoint conveners. Convene that meeting. Be the convener. We were the chair the previous year. So you can always elect a chair moving forward. But get that meeting, get that committee started in February, please, before we meet.
Let me tell you why.
That's correct. Those of you who knew. Those of you who do, if you want membership on a committee, you need to be at the first meeting. So that will be published. And if you're not receiving the LSB email, let the chair know. Best way to let the chair know is at ACC 2009 LARK. I'll get my number to somebody. I tried to do a test to 24 members. I only got 6 back. Verifying, and I know some of y'all who've been here for a while, y'all got that email, but you didn't respond. So I really don't know who, Odin, or anybody has corrected that list. But the only way I'm going to know it, I'm going to send out another test tonight. Let me know if you got your email, please, so I can count. We need 24 people on that email trail.
If we're on the journey, can I make a motion?
Should we stop that?
Is the meeting adjourned, by the way?
Yes.
Just want to turn this thing.